Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Minister, how are you feeling now with this all these activities going on for Sunday?
Oh, look, we're so excited. We just got news in that we're at 90% occupancy for hotels in Brisbane. So absolute sellout crowd, and really great to see international, interstate visitors coming to the Battle of Brisbane.
Before this started, before you promoted it or before you sponsored this activity, the then opposition leader Andrew Bartlett was critical of your sponsoring. He said it should have been better gone to the victims of the recent calamities in Queensland. What can you say about that?
Look, we always felt that this was going to be a crowd winner, and that's been proven here. The fact that we've got, as I said, from a tourism events Queensland government perspective, we want to have international visitors and interstate visitors coming to spend time in Queensland and spending their money in our local economy. We know that this event has ticked all those boxes. So the promoters have done a great job in making this a great success, and I think you can see by the crowd here today that this was the right choice, a good investment that will deliver record crowds.
The legendary Bob Arum made the biggest endorsement of the city right now. Said after Melbourne and Sydney, Brisbane is next. So what can you say about that?
Look, Bob Arum has been fantastic, and he loves Brisbane. He was back here in the 80s, and the way that the city has changed. What I think is unique for us is that a whole bunch of people that would never have come to Brisbane get the opportunity to come to Brisbane and see that our city is now truly a world-class city and worth visiting in its own right.
And it's really booming. And it was reported the other day that the Chinese investors are going to put the biggest theme park here in Queensland. Well, obviously, Brisbane will be affected. You know, will benefit from that. What can you say about this?
Yeah, look, obviously, it's very early stages. They have demonstrated a true interest in building that resort. It's got a lot of hurdles to jump through between now and then. But it does show that we now have double-digit growth of Chinese visitors coming to Queensland. The Gold Coast was recently voted the number one destination for Chinese tourists in the world. So we will be seeing many new opportunities to work with Chinese partners and to develop that tourism industry here in Queensland.
The latest ABS showed that you're the fastest growing states in Australia, and Sydney people, Melbourne people are moving here.
Absolutely. Well, look, I grew up in Queensland at a time when all my friends moved to Sydney and Melbourne because that was the place to be. What we're seeing now is people are choosing to move back to Brisbane or come to Brisbane for the first time because you get that balance. You get everything that you need from a capital city, but also we still have that wonderful, relaxed Queensland lifestyle, and who can beat this weather?
And the last question, is Brisbane ready for the big growth?
Absolutely. We're absolutely ready. And we're going to win the State of Origin too.
Thank you.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.